When it comes to spiritual principles, when it comes to these truths that we speak of, these strands of higher life that are the foundation of our own, either a spiritual principle is practical, meaning applicable to your life in every given moment, or it's pointless. If it's not applicable, it's pointless. Now, you say, well, no, that's not, it's a little harsh. I don't think it's pointless. It makes me feel good. What do you want to do? You want to feel good or you want to be good? Feeling good depends upon the dream you're in. And dreams are pointless for everyone and everything save the one in the dream. Now, I'm not talking about those kinds of works of imagination where one, you could say, dreams of a better machine, a better approach to something, a newer understanding. I'm talking about what it means on a day-to-day basis where it's possible for an individual, if he or she so wills it, to use everything that happens to them for the sole purpose of why things happen at all, which is the development, the discovery, and the realization of your relationship to what is divine. Now, to that end, I want to tell you a really quick little story. And actually, it's kind of personal as I'm thinking back over it, but it's not mine, it's everyone's. Here's two young girls. I don't know what age they are. They're not too young. They've got credit cards. Of course, probably you're 12 years old now with credit cards. God help us. They're talking over a cup of soup or a cup of tea someplace, and the one notices the other's kind of uncomfortable because they've been out shopping. And she says, "What's wrong?" Because they're in the department store, you know, we're having their tea. She says, "Well, I hate to say it, but these shoes I just bought are killing me." "What do you mean they're killing you?" "What do you think I mean?" "My feet hurt." She says, "Well, don't you know you can exchange them?" "But look how good they look on my feet." You have been given by the divine the right to exchange your life for his. You've been given that. And now I'll add something stronger. And if you don't make the exchange, it's because you like what you're wearing. Now, the problem is some stuff fits and some doesn't. Isn't that so? But seen in its entirety, everything that fits turns to rags. Everything that one finds themselves in and through, even the finest moments, which, by the way, I'm not saying don't enjoy. I'm saying that you can exchange that too. Then you have the fine moment and the kingdom in which you can't lose it. So when I say practical, I want you to understand the following. First, the way we are now, with the shoes too tight, meaning the psychology that doesn't work, doesn't fit. When you're afraid, what do you exchange your fear for? Come on. When you're afraid, what do you exchange your fear for?
A way out of it.
A hope in something to come. Yes or no?
Yes.
When you are angry about something, what do you exchange your anger for? A way to control the condition you see as responsible for it. When you're frustrated over a situation because it's not going your way, what do you exchange your frustration for? When you're frustrated, what do you do? A fight. a fight, or something to blame for the way that I feel. The point here, in case it's not evident, is that the way this present nature is, when it runs into something that's troublesome to it, it will exchange the trouble it's got for the hope of a way in which to be in charge of what imprisons them. The last thing that occurs to a human being is that what I can exchange in this moment isn't this for that, but I can exchange me. I can give up this nature that brought me to this point where I'm once again wearing shoes that don't fit, once again in a fight with life. And that's the whole point, that when the moment comes and the whole feeling of resistance appears, the very onset of the resistance is the evidence that you're clinging to something instead of exchanging it. Use what you're learning. You will have 100 different chances today to be reborn, to exchange your nature that is in a war with whatever it's looking at, doesn't want or fears, for a nature that understands, if I exchange this self, meaning if I bring me, this nature, into the light of my awareness, if I become conscious of my condition instead of allowing the dream of my condition to create another tomorrow for me, I can have a different life right now. I can begin the process of dying to myself because I see the need to exchange myself, and I'm willing to do it.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.